Finally, the unbelievers said to their rasuls, "Return to our religion or we will expel you from our land." But their Rabb revealed his will to them. "We shall destroy the wrongdoers and give you the land to dwell in after they are gone. This is the reward for the ones who dread my eminence and fear my threats." The rasuls called for judgment. Every tyrant oppressor of the truth was destroyed. Hell is next for him, wherein he will be given festering water to drink. He will sip, but never will be able to swallow. Death will surround him from all sides, yet he will not die. Beyond that, there will be the horrible punishment. The parable of the deeds of those who deny their Rabb is like ashes on which the wind blows furiously on a stormy day. They will gain nothing from their deeds, and that will be straying far away from the goal of getting back to paradise. Do you not see that Allah has based the creation of the heavens and the earth on truth? That He can remove you if He wills and bring in your place a new creation. That is not at all difficult for Allah. When all people appear before Allah, those who were weak in the world will say to those who thought themselves mighty, "We were your followers. Now can you do anything to relieve us from the punishment of Allah?" They will reply, "Had Allah given us guidance, we would have guided you. Now it makes no difference whether we panic or bear it with patience, for there is no escape for us."